This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A debris field was discovered on Thursday by a robotic deep-sea vessel searching for a missing tourist submersible on the ocean floor near the wreck of the Titanic, the U.S. Coast Guard said. Experts are reviewing the information gathered by the remotely operated vehicle that was deployed from a Canadian ship, the agency said on Twitter, without offering additional details. A press conference to explain the findings is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The submersible set off with about 96 hours of air, according to a company that Titan is operated by. That means the oxygen would likely have been exhausted by Thursday morning, assuming the Titan is still intact. Precisely when depends on factors such as whether the craft still has power and how calm those on board are, experts say. The European Union on Wednesday imposed new sanctions against Russia for its war in Ukraine. The new sanctions target countries where businesses have used loopholes. And a Moscow court has ruled that a Wall Street Journal reporter must remain in jail. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in late March while on a reporting trip. A Moscow court ruled last month to keep him in custody until August the 30th, but his lawyers had challenged the decision. Gershkovich, wearing a black T-shirt and light blue jeans, looked tense and paced inside a glass defendant's cage while waiting for the hearing to begin at the Moscow City Court. The ruling was broadcast to reporters, who watched it on two large TV screens in a separate room in the House.